Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
42 years ago, the Supreme Court issued the worst decision in its history, in which in the 7-2 decision, the Supreme Court said that there was a constitutional right to kill your unborn child. And since then, millions and millions of babies have suffered brutal deaths where they should have been protected. Today is that day to remember those who have lost their lives through abortion. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber as we talk about this March for Life, this day of remembrance, January 22, 2015, 42 years ago today, the United States Supreme Court, Matt, issued its infamous 7-2 decision that said that there's a so-called right to an abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy. And since that time, 50 to 55 million plus babies have lost their lives. Where they should have been protected, it has now become the most dangerous place on earth.
Yeah, this is by far the worst decision in Supreme Court history. It's akin to of the Dred Scott decision that effectively said that African Americans are only partial human beings and that they're not persons in the full sense of the word. Roe v. Wade said that unborn persons, preborn persons in their mother's wombs are not persons at all, which was based in archaic science, if you want to even call it that, quackery. And now that the science has caught up after 42 years, 43 years, there's no excuse for Roe v. Wade remaining in place as controlling law. And so we have tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people once again this year marching on Washington demanding that unborn persons receive the same constitutional protections that every other American receives.
You know, it was based on absolutely no science. In fact, there was no testimony in the record. The entire case was based upon a fraud. And the Roe and Roe versus Wade, Norma McCorry, clearly indicates that it was a fraudulent setup. There was no testimony at all. There was no cross-examination. There was no medical evidence. This was just complete judicial fiat by 7 of the 9 justices of the United States Supreme Court. And, you know, 8 years before that, in 1965, Life magazine on the front cover had a baby in the womb. And it was about the miracle of life. It was revolutionary. Life, of course, was one of the few magazines that was in existence at the time, so it was very well known, very influential. And on the inside cover, it began from the moment of conception all the way up to the late second, early third trimester. And they had photographs, some of which were done in utero with then flash photography prior to what we have as 3D and later 4D ultrasound. And it was phenomenal to see the child in the womb looking like a small human being with eyelashes, fingernails, all the things that you would normally see on any human, just the size of the human being was smaller. And that was well known to the United States Supreme Court when it issued its decision. This was judicial fiat. Back then, the church was silent. Now, the Roman Catholic Church wasn't as silent, but the Protestant Church was simply silent. And for decades has allowed this atrocity to take place in America. We need to return America back to a culture of life that respects human life, whether you're in the womb or out of the womb.
That's right. And, you know, Matt, if there's any question whatsoever as to, quote, when life begins, and that was a big part of the Roe v. Wade argument, as they said, well, we're nobody's really sure when life begins. Well, if there's any question, you err on the side of life. Well, there was a political agenda, a radical pro-death, culture of death, political agenda associated with this. So they erred, the Supreme Court, on the side of death. Well, now the science has caught up, and there is the consensus across the board in the scientific community is that life begins at the moment of conception. DNA evidence, as you mentioned, 4D ultrasound evidence. It's, you know, our own experience. It's a self-evident truth that human life begins at the moment of conception. So that's one of the main arguments that has been dashed on the rocks of history.
Well, you know, in fact, what the Supreme Court said is we do not need to decide when human life begins. They also said, however, that if it were indicated that human life began at conception, that would be another ball game. But we don't need to decide that question. Well, that is the question. If human life begins at the moment of conception, they need to decide it. You can't just put it aside. They admitted that if, in fact, it was true that human life began at conception, which they weren't going to consider one way or another, that would be a fundamentally different situation because you cannot have the right to kill a child. You cannot have a right to kill a child that's 3 months, 6 months, 9 months in the womb, or even earlier or somewhere in between, any more than you have a right to kill a child that's 3 months, 6 months, 9 months post-birth. You simply don't have that right to do so. It is murder. To murder a child 1 day after birth would be the same as murdering a child 1 day before birth. There's no difference. It's murder. Why? Because it is a human being. It is the fundamental question that should have been addressed, and had it been addressed, they would have gone the other way. But they knew that they didn't want to address it because back then there was plenty of evidence that life began at conception. In fact, if you go back into the history of abortion, there has been a long centuries tradition of protecting life in the womb. Now, what ultimately happened was life was protected at the moment of what's called quickening. Why quickening? That's when the baby moved in the womb. That's when you, without medical devices, were able to determine there is a living being in my womb. You knew that something was taking place. You knew that the child was developing. But when it moved, that was the moment of quickening. And from that moment on, that child was treated as a human being with the protections of human life like anyone else. Now, science has shown that life begins and is in development and growing at the moment of conception. So that means life should be protected from the moment of conception when you have a unique individual human being with a separate DNA from the mother who is carrying the child.
And that's a critical point here. You know, you hear the mantra, keep your laws off my body. Well, guess what? We're not talking about your body. We're talking about a separate, individual, distinct body of a different human being. It's not your body. It's the body of your own offspring, your child, but a human being that absolutely deserves the fundamental constitutional protections of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. There's just simply no gray area here, Matt, and, you know, separate DNA, separate heartbeat, separate blood type. So this is just another obfuscation on the part of the radical pro-abortion left to hide the ball, focus away from the issue, and frankly, just lie to say, this is my body we're talking about. No, we're talking about a separate human being's body. That argument has since been blown out of the water.
Well, there is no difference between carrying a child in your womb from a legal humanitarian perspective at 9 months than carrying a child in your bosom at 1 day or 1 month or 1 year. That is a separate individual human being entitled to the protections of life, made in the image of God. We need to return this country back to a culture of life. We are in Washington, D.C. for this March for Life. We are here to speak for those who cannot speak for themselves. Join Liberty Council in our defense of human life to restore America back to a culture that respects human life from the moment of conception. Go to lc.org or libertycouncil.com. Again, you can go to our websites, lc.org or libertycouncil.com. Go to the section on our website at lc.org that deals with the issue of abortion. I encourage you to look at some of the information there. Send your friends there as well. We also have lifeunited.org, which is a pro-life website that Liberty Council is involved with. We have come together with some other organizations and put together this website through WM Tech, which is the website developer. The Duggar family is part of this as well. Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar, with 19 kids and counting on the reality TV show. They are there because they are very strongly pro-life. Go to lifeunited.org for more information. I encourage you in 2015 to pray for this country, that we restore the sanctity of human life. Be a part of the solution. Don't be silent. Silence is agreement. We cannot remain silent when our children are slaughtered. Visit lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.